Now, Grant Brebner is on the line because he's the coach of the Melbourne Victory. We want to talk to him because they had a great win on Wednesday night against the Wellington Phoenix. 2-0 it was. It was great to see the boys up and about and going over to the coach when they scored that first one. I reckon he'd be pretty pleased with that result. He joins us. Good morning, Brebs.
Good morning, boys. How are you all?
We are very well, thank you, mate. So how are you feeling after Wednesday night when you got some validation finally?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to lie. It's been a tough few weeks. Obviously, the result's not going our way. And, you know, there's times where we felt we should have probably got something out of games, but we didn't. We didn't get too down when we lost games, and we're certainly not getting carried away. We're winning one. It's just given us a good platform now to hopefully kick on.
Now, that's good because you don't want to be changing your mood depending on the weekend's results in any level of sport, I reckon. I reckon consistency is the key with that. But is there has there been an elevated sort of vibe on the back of it, though? Because it is different, particularly the next 24 hours. It is different than when you win or you lose.
It absolutely is. Look, there's no doubt it puts a little bit of a different feeling coming into work every morning. But, Daniel, exactly what you just said there, and I was kind of alluding to, you know, sometimes after a run of poor results, you put that much emotion and that much feeling into the other night that it's almost a come down after it because you achieve something. And that's exactly what I said to the players. It's our expectation is to win games, not one in every 3, 4, 5. It's consistently every single game. So, you know, we've climbed a little bit of the mountain, and we've got to keep climbing now. We can't, you know, start taking any backward steps just because there's a relief in winning a game. So it's going to be obviously difficult. The wins came at a cost with a few injuries, but, you know, we're certainly trying to jump on that momentum swing now.
So Grant, when you look at Wednesday's result, obviously you know they're good enough, but then when you're sending messaging to fans, is it, no, this is not good enough, or actually, no, just hang in there with us. It's coming soon.
Look, the messaging will never hit home to everybody. We have obviously changed the squad around. 50% of the squad is a new squad, and we didn't have the luxury of a periodization, you know, pre-season where we could plan it. We were thrust into 5 games in 15 days with some of the squad in Qatar, came out into quarantine, played no games straight into the A-League where players were literally playing the pre-season games in the A-League. So I've always said we will get better. The players are now starting to understand each other on and off the park. And it's hard for the fans to accept that or understand that because, of course, we want results and we need them, you know, ASAP. Particularly at this club, one thing I have noticed since getting this job, the pressure that comes on our club to win games certainly is a lot more than other teams, which I've known from playing. But, our fans just want to win games and that's what I need to deliver.
Grant, what's it been like for you personally? Because you're someone that's up and about and a big, lively personality, loves to have a laugh. Yeah. Yeah. When you're going through the time you were going through, has it been difficult to be your normal self, or has it actually been important to be your normal self to keep the spirits up?
It's my relationship with the players is very personable. I think they see that. I think they understand that. Of course, it's been tough. But in all honesty, when I took the job, I understood the pressures that come along with these types of jobs. And while it's been a difficult time, it's something that I understood. Honestly, the only time that it affects me is when other people keep saying to me, "How are you feeling? How are you? Do you need any help?" Because then that's, you know, they're putting it on to me, whereas I'm just continually just trying to do my job and make sure that we get it right. And I'm confident we will. It's been tough, but, every coach has a spell in my position.
And I guess the reality of the situation, Grant, is that you're 4 points outside the top six. It's one game and a draw, and it's still very, very early in the season. And we only have to look at the English Premier League. Manchester City, you know, early in the season, weren't in the top 10, and now they're 10 points clear on top. So things can change very quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing, you know. I mean, if we win our game in hand, we'll be 4 points off third. which is, you know, one win and a draw. So it just depends what way you want to look at it. Like I said, there's other coaches in this league who are not getting the scrutiny that we get at this football club. And that, again, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but that just comes with the territory of being the head coach of this football club. So the players that are new now are starting to understand the expectation around this club. And the young players that are coming in did a great job the other night, and you know they'll be entrusted again tomorrow.
Grant, you made an interesting point there when you're talking about people asking if you need help and the like. You're obviously still a young coach. Do you have a mentor? Do you have somebody that you can go to and talk to when, you know, away from the football club completely?
Yeah, look, that's something that I'm working towards. There are a number of people in different areas, and you know, whether I should mention it or not, and I will. I've been catching up with Nathan Buckley a lot and talking to him, obviously in catch ups and over the phone. He's at a club. He's been in obviously the same position as myself. Played at a club, and then went on to coach the club. And also is at a club that I feel, again, probably just my personal opinion, that gets a lot of stick compared to other clubs. So there's a lot of similarities between myself and Bucks in terms of our journey and the clubs we're playing within. So he's somebody that I'm certainly reaching out to and being a massive help.
So, Grant, the Battle of the Bridge, Western United, they had it over you early doors, but the nil-all draw a few weeks back stopped that little unfortunate stat. What do you think coming in this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be really tough. From the perspective of we obviously played the other night, we've picked up a few injuries. But, you know, like I said, we're on that momentum swing now and we need to continue our form, take it forward with us. There'll be young lads in there eager to keep their spots, show that it wasn't just a one-off the other night. We finished with six academy players on the pitch the other night against Wellington. So I'm eager to see that they can back it up because, you know, I always feel the debut is the easy one. Continuing it there forward is going to be the hardest part of it. So looking forward to see how they perform, getting our members and fans down to Marvel Stadium and hopefully turn out and support us in big numbers.
Marvel Stadium, the first of three blockbuster games at Marvel Stadium Saturday night at Marvel against Western United, 7:10. Check your local guides. Tickets available at Ticketmaster if you want to go and see Brebs and his boys in action. But just off the pitch for a second, Grant, there's been a bit of news coming out of your football club this week. A mutual acquaintance of yours and mine, Richard Wilson, who was a former managing director, has stepped off the board and walked away and dropped a few bombs on the way out about the way that the club's been run. Have you had much to do with the running of the club, or are you just clearly just running the football program, managing the football program?
I've got enough on my plate at the moment with you know, trying to get this squad of players to win games, you know, and integrate themselves within the group on and off the park. Everything that happens at board level, and I think that's, you know, been ongoing for a number of months, you know, in regards to Richard and the board. So that's obviously a board matter, and nothing really to do with myself or what's going on the pitch.
Well, hopefully it all goes swimmingly for you and the boys tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium and get another 3 points in the bank. As Whitey said, it doesn't put you too far off the top six if you can get that to happen with a fresh squad, an enthusiastic squad, youthful squad. Absolutely. Get out there and do your thing, mate. We wish you the best of luck as always and appreciate your time on The Breakfast Club.
Brilliant. Thanks, boys. Take care. Thank
always
you.
Always a pleasure.